Justin, the Triad's aviation industry needs skilled people, I guess particularly machinists, and the local community colleges are stepping up to the plate. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Business Journal has a really interesting story this week by Katie Arcieri that depicts the community colleges at doing what they do best, responding to the needs of industry. And in this particular case, it's the aviation industry, which is showing great promise for growth here in the Triad into the future. You know, back in March, the leaders of the aviation industry in the Triad got together with these community college presidents and said, look, we've got a dire need for machinists. How can you help us? And that's what this story's about.
Well, for one thing, I know that we're all familiar with HondaJet coming to Greensboro, but there are lots of other aviation interests here in North Carolina and the Southeast. Let's talk about that a little bit for a moment. Who are the people that are the employers?
Yeah, so here's the thing. We have a really established aviation cluster that's kind of snuck up on us. It's not something we set out to do 20 years ago, but it's something that we have now. We have more than 20 companies involved in some piece of the aviation industry within the Piedmont Triad. We employ more than 5,000 people. We've got big names like Honda Aircraft and Honda Aero, Timpco, which is one of the nation's largest maintenance and overhaul companies. We've got BE Aerospace, one of the largest seat makers, which is in Winston-Salem. But then we've got a slew of smaller companies like Machine Specialties, which makes landing gear, and Purolator Facet that makes all kinds of filters that goes into aircraft. These are busy, busy companies right now that have huge contracts because the aviation industry nationally and globally is growing. And they have a piece of that. And one of the biggest job demands that they have is the need for machinists. And again, that's where these community colleges are saying, okay, we can help you there.
You know, when we're talking about machinists, I mean, that may seem obvious, but exactly what is it that they do with these aircraft companies?
You know, a long time ago, a machinist, ran a small machine that was easy to get going, and you just sort of did the same thing. It just stamped out parts or stamped out textiles day after day, week after week. Now, machining is a very complex, sophisticated job that requires knowledge of reading blueprints, being able to operate million-dollar machine tools, having a real facility in math, algebra, and geometry. I mean, you can't be a high school dropout anymore to be a machinist. When you used to be able to, not any longer. It requires at least a community college degree.
So these are very highly skilled workers. What sort of pay scale is there involved in, let's say, a beginning machinist in the aviation industry?
You know, there's so much demand for these jobs right now, Steve, that the pay is going up. I mean, you know, entry level for these guys. And really, if you're in your early 20s, mid-20s, even if you have a little bit of experience or none, but you've got the skills, you could start at $40,000, $50,000 a year or up. Some of the companies in the Triad right now are so desperate for machinists that they've actually hired headhunters and are recruiting these folks from out of state if they can get them. The demand for machinists isn't just in the Triad. It really is across the country as manufacturing has rebounded.
People do need at least a community college, an associate's degree to get these jobs. What is it that the community colleges are doing to fill the breach?
Well, they try to be very responsive, specifically company to company, and that can sometimes be ineffective and inefficient. And so what they are trying to do across the board, we have 9 community colleges in the Piedmont Triad, they're really trying to align their curriculum, having a common curriculum where they are teaching these machine skills. And another interesting thing that they are interested in doing is staggering the times of graduation. So instead of sending out all their trained machinists out at the end of May when they finish the spring semester, these community colleges are going to stagger their training. So they send qualified people out at the end of December, at the end of May, at the end of the summer. So you have this stream of people coming out all the time that can plug into these different opportunities that we have in more than a dozen companies right here in the Triad.
So the community colleges are working in concert with each other to stagger these programs throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of unprecedented. You know, the community colleges are such an incredible asset in North Carolina, and they do these amazing things in being responsive to the companies in their individual communities. This is an opportunity to really coordinate what they do for the benefit of a region. And that's what we see playing out right now. We don't know exactly when we're going to get this thing going. They're talking about it now. Obviously, there's lots of logistics involved and timing. But all of this is being talked about and sort of moving forward.
Justin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.